All right, so we are in the middle of a discussion about Rish Lakish, basically. And Rish Lakish is the one who's saying that we have this machlokes, maos konos or not, that does money, mida araisa, does money already acquire and you don't need mashicha? Or is it even that mida araisa, you need mashicha? Does the person have to take hold of something even according to the din daraisa? So according to Rish Lakish, he's of the opinion that really maos konos mi daraisa, and the only reason that the rabbanan say, the only reason that we have to do mashiach is mi darabanan, lest the seller, you know, rip off the customer by saying, oh yeah, no, everything burnt up. Okay. The Mishnah had said, this is at the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah had said that if a person gave money, didn't take the object, technically he could renege on the agreement and not give the merchandise that the person paid for. Right? The person paid money and he doesn't get his object back. So says the Gemara, said the Mishnah, yes, technically you could do that because mos enos enon konos, because the money is not good enough. And it only works once you do mashicha. That's technically true. The kinyan hasn't happened, but you will be under this kind of curse that misha paramidor mabel hu asli paramimenu she'eno omid b'diburel. That the one, meaning Hashem, who reimbursed misha par is a weird word.
Punished.
Okay, I mean it means punished, but para. Oh, you think it's from poranut?
I think so.
Okay, because pares chovo means to pay back a loan. I guess the same type of thing. The one who paid back the generation of the flood will ultimately pay back this person, or take his li para mi means to get payback from. So that's why I'm thinking it's not. Maybe there's connection.
It's the same root.
Yeah, maybe. For someone who doesn't, stand by their word. Says the Gemara, the Gemara asks, Iyam Bishlam Maos Konos, if you can tell me that money actually does work. So then, Mishim Hachi Kai Bavel, because the thing that he did is actually, hold on, let me try to figure out this question for a second. If it's true,
if the idea here is to protect the buyer, then it couldn't be that.
E amar bishlamos konos. If you're going to say that money does actually work, so that's why there's an aval. That's why there's this curse. El e amar mos inon konos. But if you're going to say that the money doesn't work, and he gave the money for nothing, ad kan, which is what Rish Lakish believes, that midaraisa, you need to do mashicha. So then, amai kai ba'avel? Why is this a curse? He hasn't done anything. He just gave money. And giving money is not tantamount to acquisition. Midaraisa is...
The curse isn't on he who gave the money. The curse is on he who...
Right, correct. I'm saying that if giving the money means nothing, so then why is the seller bound to the customer? Why does he have to give him the merchandise? Why is that a case of being cursed? So Gemara says, Mishum Devarim, because he's going back on his word. Says the Gemara, and this is where we left off, is it Ubi Devarim Kai Baval? Is it really true that just through words alone you can get this kind of curse? Vatan, the Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afal Pish Amru Talis Kona Dinar Zav, even though a talis can acquire, meaning can obligate a person to give the money for the talis, ve'en din razav kona talis, and the money can't necessitate the giving of the talis afterwards. Mikomakom kach halacha. Nonetheless, that's the halacha that could force them. Aval amru, mikomakom kach halacha. That's halacha that it doesn't work.
Who
Who asli paramesha and omega b'diburo. Right, we've added. You are looped, you are lumped together with all the other enemies of the Jewish people from Parshas Bereishis through almost the end of Parshas B'Shalach. Right, the end, I think, is Amalek, and we didn't mention Amalek here, but the point is that it's really bad if you don't hold to your word. Someone who only speaks between them. I'm going to sell, I'm going to buy, but he didn't do anything and didn't even give any money. So lo kana, the hachozer bo, ein ruach chaminoch yemenu. You're not included all the curses because nothing swapped hands, not even the money. But rabbis aren't happy with you. V'yamareva, anu ein lanu ela ein ruach chaminoch yemenu. For us, all we have is a different curse, I guess, for both cases.
In the one case, they're displeased with you, but when you did one step further and paid money...
I get that. I'm talking about Reva. Because he says, lo kana v'hachozer bo, if all you did ever do was words, so then ein ruach chachamim nocha himenu. And Reva says, all we ever heard was ein ruach chachamim nocha himenu. I guess that's in place of the first, the Mishapara. Rava is saying, even if you gave the money, it's only Mishapara. Even if you gave the money, it's not a Mishapara. Even if it's not a curse, that curse. It's only ever Ein Racham Nochemenu.
The way that he interprets it here, it seems to be, where can Rava observe, we have no other condemnation than the spirit, than that the spirit of the sages.
Is he just agreeing with Rabbi Shimon? Maybe he's just saying the same thing as Rabbi Shimon. I don't know.
Words accompanied by a passage. For words unaccompanied, one is not subject. So the Mishapara, for words unaccompanied by the passage of money, one is subject to but. For words unaccompanied, one is not subject to but. So the Mishapara is only for one who gives money.
So Rav is just repeating Rabbi Shimon's opinion? I thought he was disagreeing, but okay. Either way, it's saying words alone are not good enough to violate the Mishapara.
Shimon seemed to say its Mishapara applies only to those who only spoke.
What?
Well,
no.
Seems to be saying there's a distinction. If you only had a verbal agreement, but nobody actually did anything.
No, Rabbi Shimon said that also. V'hanos v'nos in bidvarim lo kana v'hachozer bo ein ruach chaminoch emenu. I think they're saying the same thing. Either way, the point of the Gemara is to say that there's no Mishapara for only words. So how can you tell me that words is a problem?
So if you paid money...
Yes, Rabbi Shimon already said that.
If you paid money and the seller didn't deliver...
You get a Mishapara.
You must get your money back.
We haven't talked about that. There's a Mishapara.
But you must get your money back. Otherwise,
it's theft.
The whole thing is for the protection of the buyer.
Presumed theft,
yeah. Then you're making things even worse for the buyer.
Right. We haven't talked about that yet, but I assume that's true.
Anyway.
Devarim v'ikabe b'hadayu maos... If you have, says the Gemara, if there's words with money that's being exchanged, so then kai b'aval. Dvarim v'leka b'adayu maos, lo kai b'aval. That's how we assumed it before anyway, but whatever. I think that was more of like a logistics thing or a technicality thing. We said that we were being punished for dvarim, but here it says dvarim's not a problem. Oh, no, it's dvarim with money, that's when you get a problem.
Amarava. Alone is not good, but...
Right. It presents like it's good, but it's not. Amarava kraumas nisa masayale lirish lakish. There's a pasuk and a brisa that supports Rish Lakish's opinion that midaraisa is with mishicha, not just money. So kra dechsev v'chichesh ba'amiso bevikaron b'sumas yad o begazel o ashakas amiso. That when it comes to a person who is denying money that he's chayev to a friend and then he swears he is not chayev in order to get out of it. So that's v'chichish v'amitzo. He is denying for his friend the security that he was given. Or that he stole or whatever. Says the word, susumas yad, that's referring to a loan that he has to pay back. Amar v'chista, kigon sheyiche lo klil halvaso. It's a case where the borrower was given some kind of vessel. And Hold on. Now the Malva asks for the Klivek. And the Lova is claiming, no, I don't have to give it to you. Okay, Ashak, Amar Rav Chisda Gon Shiichilo Kli Lashko. Ashak is different. That's when you gave it to a worker. And the worker, what is this? The worker has the kli, and he's trying to get his wages for it. And the Baal HaBayis says, "I don't have to give you your wages." I think maybe. When the pasuk says afterwards, "Ksiv Yechtav Hashem Vayishiv Zekdesh Shagazal As Oshik Sarshak Osa Bekaran Shapach Havkadito Vilusumisad Lo Adre." It doesn't repeat. This is Sumas Yad part. So my time, why doesn't it repeat this is Sumas Yad, which is Sumas Yad, I don't know what, a general loan, I guess. Sumas Yad is different than what we said before. Oh, so Sumas Yad is what we talked about the Kli. So he doesn't have to give back the kli. My time, Allah mishum de mechas for mashicha. Maybe it's because he never had a mashicha. The malva never acquired the kli, and therefore, even if he gave money, it wouldn't be his. Or even the loan of the money didn't make it his own kli. Something like that. So therefore, Rish Lakish is proven from here, the fact that it doesn't repeat the phrase Sumas Yad teaches you that Maos Enon Konos, even Midaraisa. Amar Rav Papa Lareva, Ema Me Osheku Dahadar Kra. Maybe you could learn from Oshek, that Oshek's Chay Sachir, that if you don't pay back a worker, you can learn from there. That if you're chayv to do that, you're chayv to pay for the kli. Hachmayaskin, what's the case? Kigon shenetalo mimenu v'chazru v'yifkido etzlo. That the worker took the kli from the owner, or in this case, the employer, and now he gave it back to. Give it back to the owner?
The employees took the collateral from him and redeposited it with him.
So I guess the first time he did take ownership of it? Says a hainu pikadon. If you redeposited, that's a pikadon. So trei gavni pikadon, two kinds of pikadon. Ihach yisumas yad nami lahadre v'lok meikigon shenatalo imenu. Yisumas yad nami lahadre. You should give back the loaned item to that the borrower was deposited. V'lok meikigon shenatalo imenu v'chazri v'gidu etzlo. Meaning, why doesn't the pasuk repeat that case if that's really a different kind of? So, iahadre kra lot yufta lot siyata. If it would have said that, it wouldn't be a proof or a disproof of Rish Lakish. Hashta de lo ahadre kra misayale. Now the pasuk doesn't say it, it's clearly a misayale. It's clearly a support of Rish Lakish. Since it doesn't say it, it's clear that it's not, it's only because there's no mashicha. Okay, kind of an interesting proof there. The Gemara then questions, wait a second, Usumis Yad Lo Hadri Kara, did the Pasuk not say, Vahatan, doesn't the verse say, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Manai Litenes, Amar Lamala Mata? How do we know that you apply the top things to the bottom things? Zechsev, Omikol Hashish, Shabbat, La Sheker. Or anything that you falsely, if the person falsely swore. That includes Sumis Yad, Vamar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabbi, Rabbi, Amar Rabbi, Rabbi, Sumis Yad, Lahi Shavon. That Pasuk comes to include the Sumis Yad, that wasn't repeated. So Gemara says, "Behedja mialo hadrikar." It wasn't done explicitly, and that's still good enough. The fact that it's only implicit, not explicit, is good enough to prove Rish Lakish that is a hint there that you can't that you're not konad just by giving money. Masnisa minalan. What brisa proves Rish Lakish? The Tana, the brisa says, "Nisana lebalan." If you gave a pruta of hektish to a bathhouse attendant. So that's ma'al. You've already disqualified it, even though you haven't, you know, benefited at all from the money.
V'yomarav, the mere act of giving.
Right. I think the point, at least what I have in the notes here, is that you would think that maybe you only. Rashi says, "Va'afal pishadain lo rachatz." You gave it over to the bathhouse attendant without having done anything. And usually, the only time that you would disqualify money is if you've gotten some kind of other benefit besides the Beis HaMikdash benefits. So, dafka lebalan hu delo michsera mashicha. Specifically, by a balan, maybe that's when you don't. You're already ma'al, because in that case, there's nothing to be moshich. You can't grab anything in direct benefit of the coin. But when you would use the coin for something else, to buy merchandise of some kind, to mechas for mashicha, then when it's mashicha problem, then you haven't done mashicha yet. So then lo ma'al ad mashicha. The only time that you're ma'al, that you disqualify, or I don't know if that's the right word, the only time that you do that without mashicha is by a bathhouse kind of situation where you're not taking anything. But if it were something you could take, so then you only do me'ila once you do mashicha, which seems to be only according to Rish Lakish, who says that midaraisa, it's only mashicha that's that acquires. Vatan is when the Braisa say, Nisana the sapar, ma'al, sapar habay lemimshach tisporis. When it comes to a barber, you have to grab the scissors. I don't know about that. Hachamaya skin and besapar nachri, delav bar mashichahu. It's referring to a non-Jew who is not someone who can do mashicha. Taina nami hachi. Bryce also says, the son of the sapar al sapan, olachob ali umnos, lo ma'al ad mashach. So kasha adadi, what do you mean? Is this talking about a case where you have to do mashicha for a barber or no? Allah shmamina, kamis bar nachri, kamis bar yisrael, shmamina, must be a difference between Jew and non-Jew who is doing the work. And so Rav Nachman says, similar to Rabbi Yochanan, that midaraisa maos konos, and it's only Rish Lakish, still on an island, who says that Mashicha is also midaraisa. Says Gemara, uvidaka Levi b'masnise v'ashkach. Levi had done something.
Incorporated this view in his brisa.
Incorporated the view in his brisa collection. I guess Levi had his own collection of brisas.
Said he incorporated the following brisas in the collection of brisas that he arranged.
Yeah. That sounds pretty repetitive. Okay. What is the case? Yeah, right.
It's not that strange that different people, I mean, eventually.
I mean, different breasts were written by different people, but Levi is not known for one of them.
I'm talking
Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva.
Collecting them, I mean, you know, they're just out there in the atmosphere.
Right. So he compiled, he has his own compilation.
I think it's known who compiled them into the Tosefta. So, I mean, it could be there were other attempts.
I don't think Levi was the one that.
I know, I understand. I'm just saying.
You're saying different people had different compilations. Right. They didn't all
so
make it out into their own books.
Yehuda Hanasi compiled the Mishnah. There were others who, like,
right, correct,
like, correct, made similar compilations, attempts to do the same.
Right. They weren't structured the same way as Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. But yeah, we have Toseftas and Sifras and, you know, Mechiltas. So apparently, but Levi had his own.
Those are Those are arrangements. Those are definitely arrangements.
Right. But we know who made those.
I think Rav David Zvi Hoffman did a whole
analysis,
a whole study of earlier attempts of compilation before the Mishnah.
Right. So Levi tried at it. I guess he had. I don't know if these were like personal collections or these were like trying to be published types of collections. But Levi had his own, apparently.
It could have been a private collection.
Yeah, it could just be what he had in his library. Oh, these are all the Bryce's things.
I wrote them all down.
Yeah, something like that. The Ashkach. What does the Ashkach mean? We find it there, or he forgot it? I think it means he found. Bidaka and found it. Okay. This is talking about a store owner that takes a prutza shel hekdesh, nisana l'siton. Siton is like a upper management. I don't know what that. I have like chenvini gadol here. Rashi says chenvini gadol mocher peros harbi lechenvini aniyim. He's like the wholesaler.
Just as gave it as a deposit for an order of provision.
Nos lamos ayad al yad k'shehim mochrim uvitchias hakenia nos ar eiravon damim milatin alkol. Okay, he had given this hektish coin to the Siton, the wholesaler that provides to all of the store owners.
The note here says he did it
as a guarantee, a deposit. Yeah.
So the suggestion is he didn't take delivery. There is no mashiach, and there was nothing.
Right, there was no mashiach. He just gave him as like a deposit for all the fruit that he's going to get from him. So that's ma'al. And that seems to be like Rabbi Yochanan, that already you could do me'ila without having taken the fruit. Ella, kash l'Rish Lakish, that's also a brace that's against Rish Lakish. Amr l'Rish Lakish, hamani Rabbi Shimon, that's going to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that only Rabbi Shimon who holds that the owner can go back on it. But according to Rabbi Shimon,
really,
because Rish Lakish is working within the Chachamim, not within Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Aval Amr Mishapara. Okay. Itmar Abai Amar Odue Mod Inanle. Rava Amar Melat Laitinanle. Does Beis Din actually tell them? Who's Beis Din talking to?
Abai said he is merely told this. That is the reneger.
He's warned. If you don't give your merchandise like you said you would, so then you're going to get this. Hashem is going to give you this curse.
Punishes those who don't keep their word.
And Rava says, no, we gave him enough time. The Beis Din Mamish curses them. It's not just informative. This is a diatribe. A berating. Is that how you were supposed to understand this? We're just talking about how Beis Din talks to him?
A formal curse is pronounced against him.
I hereby declare that you are cursed, as opposed to, you should know, Hashem's going to curse you. I am informing you versus you are cursed. Okay. Abai Amar, Odia Mudin and Leiva. How do we know this? Because Pasuk is Shmos. V'nasivam chalos sa'or. There's a problem with cursing. So that's why Abai says, don't curse. Okay, but that's Nasi Ba'amcha, though. And a Rav Amr Mila Latina Le'dechsev Ba'amcha. Ba'osam Asa Amcha. Well, we've seen the other context also. The word Ba'amcha teaches you the only people you're not allowed to curse are the ones that are keeping the mitzvos. But this guy is not doing Ma'asa Amcha. This is not a good quality of the Jewish people to not give your word, to not follow, you know, keep your word when you said you're going to sell something to someone. Amr Rav Amr Mila. Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef, Yavule Zuze Amilcha. How did I learn this halacha, Ravas, that you can curse outright? From Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef, who gave money, who
given,
sold salt and
given,
took money,
okay, yeah,
but never gave over the salt. L'sofi Yakar Milcha, and then the salt became more expensive. And Rabbi Chia wanted to go back on the deal, I guess get more money for it. Asal Kamid Rabbi Yochanan, came to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that believes Mos enon konos, and therefore he's not beholden to the actual acquisition. Amar le zeal havlehu. Give them the salt. Ve'ilo kabil alayich mishapara. And if you don't, you'll get this mishapara. Wait a second. This is against Rebbe. Ve'amar adu medinon le. And if you're going to tell me, all you do is inform. That sounds like what Rabbi Yochanan is doing.
Rafa said he's actually cursed, so this supports him. This supports Rava.
Rava is saying that you give the curse, not that you tell him about it.
Right, you give the curse.
Rabbi Yochanan sounds like he's telling him about it, not giving the curse.
No, I think Rav is saying, I'm citing Rabbi Yochanan in support of my position.
I know that's what he's supposed to be doing, but I don't see it in the words. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says, Zeal havlehu, go give it to him. V'ilo, and if you don't, kabil alayach mishapar, you're going to get this curse. That doesn't sound like giving the curse.
Well, it's a first. Okay, I'm sorry.
This is like indicating I'm going to give you the curse. Is that what it's saying?
This is a third position.
Well, Rav is using it as a support.
This could be a third position. Position one is he's warned of the curse.
Yeah.
Position two is he's given the curse. The curse is pronounced.
Okay.
Position three is he's first warned and then...
And then actually given it? Okay, we haven't seen that.
That's what it seems to be.
Okay, so let's see the next part. And if you're going to tell me that the only thing you ever do is to teach the person, it's just inform, educating them. By the way, you know there's this curse, and if you don't keep your word, whatever. So bar Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, bar Oduehu. We have to teach Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef knows about the curse. He's learned Baba Metzia before. So why do we have to teach him? Kind of an interesting havamina that informing would be only for people that don't yet know, right? Almost like the anti-Haggadah. Afilu kolenu chachamim, kolenu yodim ha-Torah, mitzvah alenu l'saper. Not here. Apparently, if they know it, they know it. They don't have to be told it again. V'elamai, me'elalait ve'elamai. And according to Rebbe, what's going on here? Ma'elat laitinan lay. Is he cursing him? Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef asal kabulei alei letusel d'rabanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef came to Rabbi Yochanan in order to get a curse? Why did he go to Rabbi Yochanan? El Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef e ravon hu diavilei. He had given him some kind of guarantee.
They call it a down payment.
A down payment, okay. Deposit, security, if you will. And Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef didn't want to go back on the deal. He wanted to know, can he get more money for it? The other part of the money that he hadn't yet gotten. So, who savar kenegda hu kone? Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef held that kenegda hu kone, he's only chayav mishapara relative to the money he already took, but he could go back on the other part. V'yamar le Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, no, kenegda kul hu kone. Really, the Eravon, the down payment acquired the whole everything, not just the part that
acquired it to the extent of a mishapara.
Right, acquired it, right, correct. Yeah, he didn't actually acquire it midin, he acquired it to the extent that he got the mishapara for the whole thing. Okay, Itzmar, Eravon. We're going into this machlokes now. An Eravon, a down payment. You have that down as a down payment also, David?
Deposit,
yeah, okay.
Same thing.
Yeah. Eravon. Rav Omer Kenegu Hukone, when you give a down payment, it's considered like you only got what you paid for so far. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kenegu Kula Hukone. Rabbi Yochanan believes that the down payment effectively acquires the whole thing. And thereby necessitates or justifies a mishapar for the whole thing. Meisavei, however you have a raisa, no sinerifon l'chavero, you give a deposit to a friend, v'amar lo im ani chozer bi, erivoni machul l'cha. If I go back on the rest of the merchandise, you can keep my deposit. That's what a deposit is. V'hala omer lo, and the seller says, im ani echzor bi, if I don't want to give you the merchandise, echpo lecha ervoncha, I will pay back double to your deposit. Okay, I guess they're both sort of committing a little bit. If I don't pay you the rest of the money, you can keep the stuff that I already gave you and without giving me merchandise. And the seller says, if I don't give you the merchandise, so then I'll give you back double. So Niskaimu Atanayim to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that both of those work, and if one of those happens, you'd be obligated. Rabbi Yossi Tamei to Amra Asmachta Kanya. And Rabbi Yossi goes according to his own opinion that says Asmachta Kanya, that a person is, can make real kinanim based on intellectual commitments. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Dayosh Yikno Keneged Erev Ono. It doesn't work because Asmachta Lo Kona. You can't make a financial commitment. You can't be held to a financial commitment simply by saying or committing something intellectually. I'm going to do this, and if I don't do it, whatever. Dayosh Yikno Keneged Erev Ono. What he officially gets halachically is whatever the money would have bought.
Which becomes
they could both renege on the rest of it.
Which becomes very problematic. I'm buying a coat, mm-hmm. and the coat is $50, and I give you a $10 deposit. According to this,
you only get half the coat, or whatever.
You get a sleeve?
Right. I don't know how it works, but that's how much he would be obligated to be paid back, I guess. Yeah. This reminds me of that scene in Little Rascals, you know, when they come and they try to buy wood for their clubhouse, you know what I'm talking about? And they take out all these coins, they dump them all on the thing, and the person goes, paper or plastic? And it says a little piece of wood. You don't use this little piece of wood. So it's very cute. But like that, you only get what you pay for, right? So yeah, you're not going to get what you wanted from it, but that's what you're owed. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Bamad Devar Memurim, what are we talking about? Bizman She Amar Lo, Erevoni Yikon. Erevoni Yikon. That's an interesting word. You have acquired, when the buyer says to the seller, you shall acquire my deposit. Aval machar lo bias osada pe'elav zuz. But if he sold a house or a field for 1,000 zuz, upar lo mihem chamesh meo zuz, and he pays half, so then kana, he gets the whole house, meaning he's obligated to pay the rest. Okay. So my lab the mistama kani luhul kulu. Why is that not the same thing for merchandise that he acquired the whole thing and he has to pay back? Lo mitatzlin bistama lo kani. When it comes to mitatzlin, it's assumed that you have not acquired it. Umaishna karka divikaspa kanale mamish. Because karka can be paid with money. Kanile lekule. Therefore, you get all of it. Metatzle de lo kanile lekabul meshapara. When it comes to metatzle, you don't actually acquire it unless you do meshicha. The only thing you get is a meshapara. Lo kanile lekule. Doesn't get any of it, and not the whole thing either. I guess that's the same thing. But leim ketanai. Let's say this machlok ketanai hamaves chaver al mashkan v'nichsa shmita. Someone who loans to a friend with a collateral. V'nichus ha-shmita, and shmita comes along, and the loan is released, is undone. V'armava al-mashkon is not. Afa pish eno shava el-plag, even though the mashkon is only half of the actual loan amount, eno mashamit. The lova is still chayev to give him all the loan. Tivri Rebbe Shimon Galmiel, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi Omer, Im Hayamashkon Keneged Halvaso, Eino Meshamet, V'im Lav Meshamet. If the mashkon was worth the whole amount of the value of the loan, so then the loan maintains itself. If not, so then it does get released because the mashkon doesn't help maintain that value. So then the whole thing is done. So my Enam Hashamit to come Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, why is it Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that it's not undone? Elam Kenegdo. Maybe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that it's only Kenegdo. Michlad Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Sever Lahach Paganami Mishamit. Elam Mashkon Denakit Lamale. I don't know what that means. You can't say that it's only kinegdo, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, oh, the only part of the loan that continues is the part that's the same value as the mashkon. You can't say that, because if you said that, michlad Rabbi Yehuda Nasi sever lahach paganami m'sham, that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi would, on the flip side, disagreeing with him, would say, even that part is no good. And if that's true, that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi holds that the mava is not tofes at all, even that part of the mashkon, even that part of the collateral doesn't maintain that part of the loan. Ala mashkon naki lamalei. So why did he give a mashkon in the first place if it's just going to be undone at shmita? Alash famina my eno mishami to come Rabbi Shimon Gamliel eno mishami bekulo. Shimon Gamliel holds that the whole loan continues because of even a partial collateral. Umay mishami to come Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. What does it mean when Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't work? Lach pagadol d'lakad alei mashkon. It's only the part that's not covered by the mashkon that is done. Uva hakamif l'gid Rabbi Shimon Gamliel asaver kenega kula hukona. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi asaver kenega hukona. That this is exactly the machlokas, that your car, you kona the whole loan or only part of the loan. All right, we got to stop here. But actually, let's just go through it. Lo my enu mishai to come Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lohach pagad denaked alei mashkon. Michlad Rabbi Yehuda Nasi sever lohach pagad denaked alei mashkon. Nami mishai ela mashkon denaked lamalei. Why would he give a mashkon if only part of it is that even part of it is not going to maintain after shmita? Lezichron devarim be'alma, just to remember things, but it doesn't actually give you any halachic justification for the rest of the loan. Or any of the loan. Okay, she got it.